De Blasio staffers allegedly call bid for presidency a joke. By Amy Furr on July 28, 2019. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's staffers are reportedly not taking his bid for the White House very seriously. "It's a joke," one of de Blasio's longtime aides allegedly said. "I think that he knows that he can't win. It's just a lot of eye-rolling. He's doing it because he's got a big ego and needs to prove something. And I don't think he's going to quietly go away and become an adjunct professor at Hunter," the staffer told the New York Post, referencing a college in Manhattan. Another staff member criticized the mayor for being too busy on the campaign trail when a massive blackout recently befell the city. "The look is not great," the aide commented. "He probably should have come back a little faster." In May, Breitbart News reported that President Trump had ridiculed de Blasio on Twitter regarding his decision to run for president in 2020. The Dems are getting another beauty to join their group. Bill de Blasio of NYC, considered the worst mayor in the U.S., will supposedly be making an announcement for president today, he wrote. "He is a joke, but if you like high taxes and crime, he's your man. NYC hates him." On Friday, de Blasio challenged President Trump to a debate about what's right for the city and said he lacks understanding when it comes to the Big Apple. "When his presidency is over, really soon, he will not be welcome back," he added. However, Breitbart News reported in June that a recent poll found that New Yorkers view the president more favorably than they do Mayor de Blasio. A Siena College Research Institute poll states de Blasio scored only a 29% favorable/53% unfavorable rating, while President Trump received a slightly higher favorable rating of 34%, compared to a 63% unfavorable rating, the report said.